Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Monday edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for beginning your week with us. Coming up, we will start with the National Football League in Kansas City looking like the Chiefs of old in their game yesterday against the Ravens at Arrowhead. In 20 minutes, we get some extra football between the Packers and Cowboys with nobody going home happy. And since it's a new week, we'll debate who should be our Monday MVP at 6:40. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning. We made it on the air just in time. Had some technical difficulties, and no one is the wiser because here we are ready to go. How you doing?
Yeah, nothing like starting the morning with a little panic. I'm pretty sure every wellness guru out there says that's how you're supposed to start your morning, right? We just saved ourselves about $3,000 because we don't have to buy a cold plunge because we don't have to do anything to our senses. It's wild to me that if you reach a certain level of like first worldness, that you have to start creating adversity for yourself. Like people do these cold plunges.
No way. People do
CrossFit where you see them like moving tires and you're like, that's manual labor. Like people get paid to do that and you are paying to do CrossFit. So it's funny that, you know, certain people have reached that stage of life.
Yeah, listen, if you do CrossFit, good on you. You're a better person than I am because you have the discipline that I don't. But I remember it was probably a couple weeks ago and the lovely Catherine and I were in the neighborhood and we'd had a couple drinks and then we decided, hey, before we go home, let's swing by the old grocery store here on the corner and grab a couple bottles of wine. And so when we're in there, we meet the guy who runs the local CrossFit facility here in D.C. And so he's like, you guys should come on in. You know, I've seen you guys out and about here in the neighborhood. You know, come on in and I'll hook you up and, you know, get you a discount or whatever. And we're each holding like a couple bottles of wine like, yeah, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe we'll do that, looking like total degenerates. And so we looked at each other like, eh, maybe, but not tonight. So if you can do that, good on you, because those are some serious workouts. It's just any time I spend in the gym, if it's two or three times a week, I feel like is a positive, even if it's minimal. So getting me to do something like CrossFit or an Ironman competition or a cold plunge, anything to that extreme, I'm probably not going to do.
Well, like my point is that CrossFit is literally like manual labor and it's expensive. Like that's
hard.
The thing. Like CrossFit is not cheap. Like people have to do it like only one or two times a week because it's just not sustainable.
Yeah.
So it's like wild to me the amount of money that you will pay to do these type of things where I'm out here doing like yard work and it's also productive. Like I get something from it. And I'm not having to pay for it.
Yes, that's definitely good. If I'm going to pay for something, then I got to get the most out of it. Like, it's probably worth it if you are doing it on a regular basis, clearly. But if you're just kind of dipping your toe in the water, then that's a lot of money just to maybe go in a handful of times, you know?
Yeah, but some people, it's like a cult to some people. So,
that's
like, true. If it's your whole community, then I get it.
No, it's not my community. This is my community right here. Placing money on sports, maybe trying to win some, maybe losing from time to time. Let's hear about your bets.
Yeah, 1-1 over the weekend. Meh. But best bet at least was a winner, and I didn't lose it by 1 yard, which was a nice change from, you know, three of my bets last week that lost by a mere yard. So Emeka Ogbuka of the Bucks had him 60-plus receiving yards for -124. He finished with a cool 101 receiving yards. So a nice little dub for that one against the Eagles. And then how about this one? This felt like an easy winner. Nothing's ever easy in the NFL. I should have known this. I had the Packers on the money line plus the Chargers on the money line for -141. The Chargers lost this before it could even get to Sunday night football. But that's the way it goes in the NFL. We love the chaos. We love the parody. But I just wish it didn't have to happen in one of my bets.
I hear you. Had a big card this weekend. 5 bets on the card, starting on Friday with Major League Baseball, then did some college football. So 2-3 weekend for this guy. But a pretty good week. Dockster had the Guardians on the money line on Friday night. That was a loss as the Rangers win 7-3. So we wrap up last week. You went 4-6. I went 11-8. And the Dockster 2-2. If you're curious about our parlays, the Double D Degenerate Parlay 3-7 and our Show Parlay, not great. You were the only winner. We went 1-4, but we have won this parlay before this season, so we'll give it another whirl on Friday. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on a Monday morning. And let's start with the marquee game yesterday afternoon in the National Football League. The Chiefs down the Ravens 37-20. The Chiefs were a home dog getting 2.5 points. They're plus 125 on the money line. And the overheads total set at 48.5. Patrick Mahomes, a vintage performance. 25 of 37, 270 yards, 4 touchdowns to 4 different players.
End zone bound. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tyquan Thornton.
That's Jim Nance on CBS. That would make it 27-10 Chiefs in the third, and Mahomes was not done.
Pass, end zone, caught, touchdown, Hollywood Brown, number 4 for Mahomes.
Once again, highlight courtesy of CBS. So it's 37-13 Chiefs. Mahomes, his first 4-touchdown game since October of 2023. Xavier Worthy returns to the lineup. 5 catches, 83 yards. Travis Kelce, 5 receptions, 48 yards. By the end of this game, the Ravens were without 7 starters on defense because of various injuries, but the biggest injury of all, Lamar Jackson leaves with a hamstring injury. The Chiefs look awesome, and the Ravens have some real issues right now.
Absolutely. Starting with their quarterback. Even though I will say this didn't look like a major injury when it happened, I understand that soft tissue injuries sometimes can look like they're not a big deal, especially when it's your hamstring. But, like, Lamar Jackson walked off the field. He slammed his helmet. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's not even out for an entire week with this injury. But the injuries on the defense, they're a real problem. Like, the fact that you gave up 37 points to a Chiefs offense that had kind of been sputtering. And I understand it's still Patrick Mahomes, and they still have a ton of great pieces and a ton of championship DNA. But still, like, you can't go winning games when you give up 37 points. Like, this has been the problems for the Ravens all season long, where their offense usually does their job, but the defense can't slow it down. So it's turning into one of those years that just don't feel like the year for the Ravens.
No, not at all. Now, if you look at the rest of their schedule, it's manageable. And I will say they have lost to 3 very good teams, right? So you lose to the Bills, the Lions, and the Chiefs. There's no shame in that. But when you look at their record right now, they sit at 1-3. Only 5 teams in the 14-team playoff era have ever made the postseason. So is this going to trend the wrong way for Baltimore? Are we going to be talking about Baltimore at the end of the season not making the playoffs? I mean, if Lamar Jackson is out for an extended period of time and it's Cooper Rush instead, Cooper Rush, one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. But it just, something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something feels off with the Ravens despite those losses, whether it's giving up a big lead, just not performing well, not executing. And then yesterday, they look completely discombobulated. This Baltimore team despite the losses, still hasn't performed at maybe a level that we thought we were going to see this season. Am I crazy?
No, because they were one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. So, like, absolutely, expectations were sky high, yeah, as they are every year when you have Lamar Jackson as your quarterback and Derrick Henry in the backfield and all these weapons. But I will say this. Like you mentioned, the schedule has been extremely tough. Like, all mm-hmm. three of those losses are to, like, Super Bowl favorites. So I think that you maybe try to forge on. I think the disappointing part is the injuries, because yeah. it would be one thing if they came out of this and they're fully healthy and it's just they're not, you know, getting the last play to go in their favor. But I will say this as well. In the AFC North, it does not feel like there is a juggernaut in this division. You know, the Steelers are 3-1, mm-hmm. but it feels like they are still fully capable of losing games. The Bengals are 2-1, but they've got Jake Browning. The Browns are 1-3, and they're the Browns. So I think this division is still winnable. You still got some head-to-head games for the Ravens between some of these other teams in their division. So that's the thing. If they can still win their division somehow, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think that has to be the focus, which is, all right, let's get Lamar right. Let's not risk not having him later on in the season by pushing him back in the lineup early on. We've had some tough losses, and John Harbaugh was talking about this after the game and saying, yeah, we're 1-3, but no one here is panicking because these are three really good teams, and we've been really close with the exception of that loss yesterday. And Lamar Jackson being gone had something to do with that. The Chiefs' defense had something to do with that. And then also the Kansas City offense and Patrick Mahomes. Like, I think it was Tony Romo who said, this team has championship DNA. Now, whether or not that carries them into the playoffs, into another Super Bowl, remains to be seen. But there's no question that now we're starting to see the Chiefs answer those questions that maybe were in play early in the season. And they're going to get better and better on offense. They had Xavier Worthy back yesterday. Patrick Mahomes was slinging around. And then we get Rashee Rice back in that Chiefs lineup coming here in a couple weeks, I believe, after week six. So the Chiefs ceiling continues to rise here, which it's always been pretty high with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But now we're going to see the Chiefs start to play like Kansas City is accustomed to playing, or at least what we've seen over the past few years. They looked really impressive yesterday.
Yeah, if you have the Chiefs scoring more than 30 points, because mm-hmm. wasn't this like the benchmark for the Chiefs offense like a while back ago, is that they were winning all these games, but the offense wouldn't get above 30 points, yeah. which at the end of the day, like a win is a win is a win. But when you have the offense doing this, putting up a 37 spot, and this defense has been consistent all season long, like that's the difference maker, in my opinion. When you live at this Ravens offense, it's been so explosive. The offense has not been the problem. When you limit them to only 20 points, you are doing something right. And this is what we've seen from the defense all season long in Kansas City. So they certainly have a great formula moving forward. And I think the desperation has now left the building, because this is a big game for both these teams mm-hmm. who came in with just one win on the season. So maybe the Chiefs can take a big sigh of relief and say, okay, for now, maybe we can relax just a little bit. You know, the panic meter can go down just a little bit. So it was a big win for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I don't know why they didn't feed Derrick Henry more in this game. I mean, you're right about the defense. When you have seven starters by the end of the game out, you're just not going to beat the Chiefs. And I know they weren't out the entire game, but more than anything, I want to see the Ravens healthy. They need to get healthy, need to get their heads right, need to get some easy dubs here. And then we'll see how they look at the end of the year, because the talent is there. It just hasn't been the execution that they've hoped for early in the season. But why aren't they feeding Derrick Henry more? He had 8 carries yesterday. Fewest attempts he has ever had in his career, going back to 2018 when he was splitting carries with DeMarco Murray in Tennessee. And part of that is, okay, sure, the Chiefs are playing great defense. You're not going to get as many opportunities. At the same time, you can feed him more than 8 times in a game.
Well, they were playing from behind, so it just kind of negates the run when you're playing from behind. And Derrick Henry is one of those guys that kind of needs to, you know, gain steam going.
Yeah.
So sometimes he's not, you know, the most effective in the first half, but it's just tough. It was wild to me how it almost felt like they threw in the towel, like the start of the fourth quarter. Like, I understand Lamar Jackson was out of the game, but, like, it didn't feel that out of hand to me, and it just felt like the Ravens just kind of gave up. So that was kind of shocking to me. Like, obviously, this is a team where you look at the depth chart and you're like, how does this team not run down every single person's throat? Because not just Derrick Henry, You've got Lamar Jackson in the backfield. So it's wild to me that, you know, that run game could not get going. But again, this is one of the better defenses in the NFL against the run. So I guess logically it does make a little bit of sense.
It does. It's just that, you know, when you have a Derrick Henry in the backfield and a guy who, A, gets better as the game goes on, and then B, can wear you down, sometimes it's not necessarily force feeding him, but more than 8 carries. You don't have to feed him 25 times a game. But if you want to have some sort of success on offense, you want to open up both the passing and a running game, I would think that there's a few more times when you just get the ball to him. I mean, if there's a guy, if there's any running back in the NFL who can sort of break your will in the third and fourth quarter because he keeps coming at you, coming at you, coming at you, it's Derrick Henry. It's King Henry. He's done that his entire career. So certainly the Kansas City defense is no joke, but 8 carries, I just don't think cuts the mustard in any game with Baltimore.
Well, at the end of the day, you can't give up 37 points and expect to win many games.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the bottom line for me. And I'll say this about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, and it is not equated into wins. So, like, you can feed him, but, like, the game plan is there. The Titans lost plenty of games because they force-fed Derrick Henry back when he was a Titan, and sometimes it's too little, too late. Because, again, you have to be in the game.
Yeah, I know. It's just you feed Derrick Henry, you open it up for Lamar Jackson. If you're feeding Derrick Henry and you're opening up for a quarterback who can't get it done, that's one thing. But I feel like that helps unlock Lamar Jackson. And now we're going to have to see how banged up Lamar is as we wait on the results from his hamstring injury yesterday. He was certainly frustrated, so hopefully it's not too serious based on what we saw. Next up, Chiefs play the Texans on Sunday, and then it is the Ravens going to visit the Jags. Coming up next, Micah Parsons and his revenge game in Dallas. Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.